Things are just happening objectively in our experience, and we are the ones writing our story. And so take your power back, step out of that victimization, step into the freedom of knowing that you can create any reality from whatever situation gets put into your experience.
It always comes down to, are you going to choose love or are you going to choose fear? Are you going to take your powerful, divine, universal, quantum creation energy and place that on a positive, loving intention and attention? Or are you going to put it on a fear-based attention and intention?
No matter how challenging it may be in your experience, when you're experiencing a catalyst, when you choose love, know that the next time it'll get a little bit easier and a little bit easier, and it will build confidence in yourself to know that you can create your own reality and that you are worthy.
You can use anything in your life to create, to heal, to express. You are an infinite and abundant creator. And with your conscious awareness and putting the energy, aligned energy of love into your intent and attent, you really can do anything. You can literally create anything that you want.
Welcome home to the Loving Consciously podcast.
My name is Amaris.
And my name is Eric.
And if you are like us, nobody taught you how to love.
We are best friends and life partners here to vulnerably and authentically share our 7-year journey to unconditional love.
Our mission is to help you learn how to love consciously in all of your relationships so we can journey together towards a more effective, intentional, and fulfilling way of giving and receiving love.
Loving consciously.
Together, we have overcome neurodivergence, mental health, addiction, pregnancy loss, infidelity, and grief. After 6 years, the lack of knowledge on how to heal or love each other through these challenges led to our separation.
After us both spiritually awakening and recommitting, we built our new conscious partnership founded on unconditional love and a commitment to personal growth.
Thank you for joining us as we put it all out there to show you the duality of our loves, pain, and beauty.
And remind you that you have both the capacity to love consciously and the power to always choose love. Namaste, and welcome back to the Loving Consciously podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about intention and attention, how we are channeling our very sacred energy. And it's going to be a little bit more of a personal episode where we're going to be sharing a lot about our life and insights that we've learned this past month. It has been 1 month since we released a solo episode, and that episode was about a really major breakthrough in our partnership where we transmuted a core pattern and a core trauma, if you will. And since then, we've had 2 episodes with guests. We had a wonderful episode on inquiry with Brandon, who was Eric's life coach. And then we did a beautiful episode on I Am consciousness and unity consciousness. And then we took a week break, which we really don't love to do. But I'm sure when you hear the rest of this episode, you will understand why we did it. We could not pour from an empty cup last week. And so we made the decision to skip a week and come back to you this week. And it's really interesting because I think only a small handful of people in the world know where we are right now, but we are coming to you live from Portland, Oregon. And if you know us or you've listened to our story, that's where this all started. We lived in Portland for several years, and almost exactly 10 months ago to the day, we bought this trailer, listed our house for sale, sold everything we owned in 2 months, and then we hit the road full time. And it has been, again, almost exactly to the day, 8 months since we left Portland. And in that time, we've gone all the way over to New Orleans and back. We've seen so many things and experienced so much life. And now we're back here for a few weeks. We are just visiting. We are back on the road in a few weeks to do Washington, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. And then we'll be settling permanently in NorCal sometime end of summer, fall. We don't quite know yet. And so, yeah, it's been this really interesting time of landing in Portland a few days ago, being completely and utterly exhausted and feeling like our energetic reserves were very low. And so coming into this episode, our intention is to share what has been happening this past month and really profound insights that have come from focusing our attention and our intention and our energy only on love. And that's really what we're going to be driving home. And through all of these examples of insanity and beauty and things that we've observed and witnessed in the collective this past month, we've really, really honed in and seen the truth, capital T, that focusing on the love is the way to go, at least the most effective and efficient way. So getting started a little bit here, I want to give some background on intention and attention. Like, what do those two things mean when we talk about where we're putting our energy? Intention is much more of an internal experience. So it's officially defined as your goal, purpose, or a thought, idea, or energy that you plan to carry out. It's essentially what gives meaning to what you're doing in this world. And I really liked this and found this to be a beautiful example of it's the light that guides you, right? So if you are intending on creating love, or if you go into maybe a difficult conversation with someone and your intention is to win, those are two very different things, right? Intending to resolve and heal and return to love, and intending to prove your point. So it's that energetics and that light behind what you plan to do. Our attention is external. It's when we take notice to something or someone, when we regard something or someone as important. And when we look at this from a spiritual lens, you can think of this as mindfulness, awareness, consciousness. And so we want to be super mindful of where we are putting our intention and our attention. Those are two ways that we are allocating our energy, essentially. Are we allocating that to love and growth and freedom and truth and healing? Or are we advocating those things to maybe the more, I don't like to use the word negative, but the other side of things, of fighting and winning and being right and really just reinforcing our patterns and our ego?
Yeah, where we put our energy is what grows. And so when we're putting our energy on love and healing and peace and these positive things, that is what creates our experience. When we are putting our energy on the suffering and the conflict and some of the other experiences that are kind of the typical experience of the collective, then that is what we are perpetuating. And this last month has been an amazing, beautiful, and challenging journey of several catalysts coming up to teach us how to choose love in situations where in the past, maybe we would have devolved into old patterns.
And just want to provide a little bit of a disclaimer here. We are in Portland at one of the very few RV parks, which is right on the Willamette River. And it is the weekend before 4th of July. And so it's a little bit loud and we're doing our best. You know, doing a podcast in a trailer is an adventure, as is most things in this trailer. And so we appreciate your grace and your patience with the audio quality of this episode. Moving into our journey. Honestly, y'all, this last month has been freaking wild. I'm tearing up even saying those words because it really has been such a profoundly catalytic time of growth. And if we were not focusing so intently and consciously on love, I honestly don't know where we would be right now. When you think of challenges, right? Like, we look at life, we're all human. We agreed to come down here. We agreed to experience this incarnation. We get sick. Well, that's a whole other conversation, but we experience symptoms of sickness because our body's overloaded with toxins or whatever it may be. We get injured. We have car troubles. You know, we have breakdowns. We get lost. We have all of these things happen, right? We had all of those and then some happen this past month, and it just was such a test of faith and a beautiful test of our love. And so when we left you last, we were in Colorado. We were having the most amazing time. Colorado was beautiful, especially Southwest Colorado. Black Canyon National Park was our favorite. we really, really enjoyed this high moment of our lives and had some really beautiful experiences, mostly for me personally, where I was able to finish all of my dental work. I was able to get the last of the mercury out of my mouth. And then in early June, I celebrated 8 years walking out of the prison gates and launched officially my prison ministry. And so there's just been a lot of really beautiful things in that. So we're coming off this high. I'm feeling super great and healthy. We're doing really good after transmuting this pattern. We're moving into Utah, and we have this 2-week journey of Utah planned, of rock hounding and off-roading and national parks and hiking and just Utah, right? That's the southern Utah. That's what you do. And our first full day in Utah, I break my foot. And, you know, I've been really resistant. That's actually the first time I've kind of really said that, because I have been really choosing to create the reality that it was not broken. However, I've seen my acupuncturist here in Portland now, and I have been informed by both him and my friend, who's a healer and energy worker, and a few others, that it's really definitely broken. And so I was outside barefoot, and both of our bikes came down on the top of my foot. And it was quite an experience. It was excruciatingly painful. It has been 3.5 weeks. I'm still entirely unable to walk and curl and move my foot and my toes. So this happens right at the start of Utah. And from there, it pretty much was just like 2 weeks of trials is the word I'll use. I want to use the H word, but I'll just say trials of working through this injury. We had a major trailer breakdown. Our rear axle and wheels and brakes and wheel assemblies and springs all went out on our trailer. We have a warranty, thank the Lord, because it was a lot and it was really expensive. And then we had our first incident, which the fact we made it 8 months of not having this happen, but we had our first incident where we use a boondocking app a lot because we like being off grid and we are traveling to see all of these communities because we're building a community. This is the first one that we drive 2 hours out into the middle of the desert. They didn't tell us it was a dirt road. Their ad said they had hookups. They didn't have hookups. It's like 100 degrees in our trailer. And so it was just a really chaotic day. And we come off of all of this and we have this 5-day kind of like exodus is what we're calling it, of driving from Utah to NorCal. And as we've been moving through all of these experiences, we just keep choosing love. We keep choosing the higher perspective. We keep believing that everything is happening for our highest good. Everything's happening for a reason. And that's not to say it's like beautiful and woo-woo, right? Like, these were some really challenging times. I have really been going through a very intense emotional and physical alchemical experience with this injury. You know, our home being in a place where it needs that type of repair, we don't have anywhere else to go. Like, this is our home. This is everything. Everything we own is in here. And then ending up in, you know, the middle of nowhere in the desert, in the heat, with no resources, you know, I'm injured. And it just kept being these really catalytic moments of, are you going to choose love? Or are you going to go back into the old patterns of victimization and blaming each other? And though very difficult and not always perfect and seamless, we did keep choosing love. And that's what leads us into this kind of second half of this last month of much brighter experiences.
It has been a journey of constantly making the conscious decision to choose the higher perspective. And that's what we're talking about when we consciously utilize our intention and attention. What we're saying is, in every perspective and every challenge that comes up in our life, there are two perspectives. We can choose the route of victimization. We can choose to kind of fold over into the catalyst and allow those energies to move through us and really just kind of sit in that suffering. Or we can accept what is happening in the present moment and say, this is happening for me. God, source, creator, whatever resonates for you. The divine is in this moment. What is here for me? And, you know, with you injuring your foot, the start of that was kind of rocky because from an emotional perspective, you were grieving your freedom, quite literally your freedom of mobility, your freedom to care for and fend for yourself. We were in Moab, Utah. We had no access to, you know, crutches or, you know, we were in the weekend. And so for several days, I was actually carrying you around and caring for you. It was an opportunity for you to really lean into that surrender and allow yourself to be held and cared for, and an opportunity for me to step up as a partner to take more responsibility, to really shed some of the limiting beliefs that I was experiencing. And that process looked a little bit messy at first. And there were several moments of conflict that arose in our partnership as kind of these old behavior patterns started showing up of like, ah, you know, I'm injured and I can't do anything. And it's like, ah, I'm overwhelmed and there's a lot going on here. But when we chose to put our attention and intention back on love, we were actually able to work together as a team and find a closer partnership through this experience.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that that is definitely what led us into a couple of these really cool examples we want to share with you all of times after those 2 weeks of trials, where for the next 2 weeks, we said enough, like, we're going to choose love and we're going to, we can do better than this. And so the first one was we were at the one and only national park in Nevada as we were making this 5-day exodus trip from Utah back to NorCal. And we're at this national park and we get down to the bottom of the mountain and realize our car keys got left up at the top of the mountain on an observation deck. And something really funny and cool and helpful that we've been doing, if you listen to our last episode on Inquiry or 2 episodes ago, this will sound familiar to you, is Eric's former coach Brandon had told us while we were recording our episode, you know, stating things as a fact, like there is no doer, right? This is the whole concept of non-doership and removing the ego from things. Car keys were left on observation deck. Like that is just what happened. There is no story or narrative that has to be told of Eric left the car keys, right? And so it was a really beautiful moment where, again, in our partnership, we've talked about this a lot, and it's one of the core most patterns of humanity. Eric would tend to go into shame and I would tend to go into anger, right? Being upset, wanting to control this outcome, and then that shame. And those are kind of two really core things we're seeing play out in the collective right now. And we were able to recognize that before it even happened and say, you know what? Car keys were left on observation deck. We are the creators of our reality. We choose love. And because we're going to choose love in this moment, and not go into shame and not go into anger and put our intention and attention into love and nothing else, we're going to go down to the visitor center and our keys are going to be waiting there because some nice person is going to find them on that deck and take them to the visitor center. And that is exactly what happened.
It did. And it was such a beautiful moment because countless times we chose not to participate in choosing love. We chose to devolve into those stories and perpetuate the suffering. And our experiences on this planet are a reflection of our consciousness and our state of being. And so I believe firmly that had we not chosen love and we'd gone into this dichotomy of shame and blame, that we would have had a much different experience in finding those keys. Whereas we chose peace, we chose to create the reality that we are safe and that there is nothing happening against us, and that this was just an opportunity for us to choose love together again. And when we did that, God, the divine, was just like, sweet, these kids passed the test, here are your keys back, and on to the next challenge.
And the next challenge it was. We make it through Nevada and we make it to California. And you know, you'd think we would have learned this lesson when we got stuck in a horrific Arctic storm in Iceland because we got complacent and didn't check the weather after several days of sunshine, it was a terrifying and borderline life-threatening situation. And we learned from that to always check the weather. Well, I guess we needed to learn the lesson to always check the roads. We have become far too reliant on Google and maps and navigation and GPS. And so we are navigating from Reno, Nevada to Laytonville, California. And if you are familiar with that part of Northern California, there are two ways to get there. You can go straight across through Mendocino Pass, or you can go down and around and add about an hour and a half to your trip. And we just chose what was fastest. We usually do that on Google. Whatever's fastest, take us there. So we didn't check the roads. We gave our power away to the GPS device that is on this silly cell phone that we have. And it was a powerful lesson that needed to be learned. If you're not familiar with Mendocino Pass, it is about 50 miles of quite treacherous mountainous road that is dirt. And in a trailer and towing, dirt roads are not fun. You cannot go more than 10, 15, 20 to 25 if you're really lucky and it's a good dirt road. Everything gets covered in dirt, and it's just a really uncomfortable ride for all involved. It's also a lot of wear on the trailer. So we didn't realize that we were about to go down this journey. And by the time we'd gotten there, we were kind of committed. We tend to be a we don't give up type of family. And we make it to this fork in the road, and Google is saying go to the right, and the signs are saying go to the left. So we did something that we do a lot, which is give it to the universe. There's many ways you can do this. I use like a yes, no thing, a flip a coin, and we just set an intention, say a prayer, and then give it to the universe. And in one way, that is kind of giving your power away, but it's also a surrender experiment, right? And so again, everything is intention. If you do this with the intent to give your power away of I don't want to make the decision, or I don't know how to connect with my intuition, because my intuition was saying to go right. Now, if you do that with the intention to surrender, right, that's a loving, positive intention, not an intention to give my power away. So this is where intention is everything, and putting your intention in love. And in that moment, we made the conscious decision to trust the universe and give our intention to love and flip this coin. It said to go right. The map says go right. My intuition says go right. We've got three yeses for going right. So we take the right road, which is a tiny side forest service road. We get 4 miles down this forest service road and come up to a complete and total washout. And this is on the side of a mountain. It's a one-lane dirt forest service road, and we are 42 feet end-to-end towing a trailer. So we got the opportunity to really learn how we handle situations of intense stress and chaos, and really, I'm trying to find a word. Grave is kind of the word that keeps coming up, but really seriously intense situations. I mean, we are literally on the side of a mountain in the middle of nowhere, and we can't turn around. That's just like not an option. So I'm out there in a boot with a broken foot with a walkie-talkie, walking backwards, guiding my partner for half a mile, reversing our 42-foot home. And it was so intense and stressful and scary, and we worked together as a team. It wasn't smooth. There was definitely some freak out moments. There was definitely some moments of losing our temper. We are human beings, but it was an opportunity to work together. And this is another one of those beautiful examples of, are you going to choose the path of love? Are you going to choose to trust that this was happening for your highest good? Or are you going to go into fear energetics and blame and arguing and panic?
Yeah, it was definitely a big step up from forgetting keys on the side of the mountain. This point, you know, we were stranded, and we had the opportunity to rely on one another, to communicate with one another, to navigate this trailer through, and you've been very kind to this dirt road in its description, but it was a quite treacherous dirt road, very unlevel, very rocky, logs all over it. I mean,
I definitely didn't mention the part where you had to jump out of the car like 4 times with our chainsaw to cut trees so we could even make it in the first place.
That's correct. But when we came up on this giant washout, there was this immediate fall in my stomach when I saw it. And I could feel my ego and the stories immediately rearing up to try and pull me down into this state of victimization of, why did we do this? Why did we go down this road? I had the intuition to go the other way. Why didn't I just listen to myself? And, you know, I could start to feel the narratives come up of wanting to blame my partner, wanting to blame the situation, whatever it may be. I paused, took several deep breaths, and accepted the situation in the moment for what it was. The road was washed out. We were out there. And we only had each other to rely on to get out of that situation. And so blaming one another, arguing with one another, would not help the situation. We had to work as a team.
And my God, did we work as a team. Because reversed our trailer for half a mile until we were able to find a kind of side clearing enough to turn around, which entailed, if you can imagine this with us, reversing our trailer to half hanging off the mountain to where the back end of the wheel is at the very, very, very edge, and then unhitching our car, moving our car about 45 degrees angle, rehitching, and then being able to turn, which is a genius idea. And thank you, Source Universe, for giving us these downloads, because we very well may have been reversing for 4 miles and been out there. And it was at this point like 5 or 6 p.m. So it was going to start getting dark. And we share this for a very specific reason, because we thought that that was the lesson, right? Check the roads, work as a team, that when things hit the fan, whatever that looks like in the future, we can rely on ourselves. We have all of our resources. We had the chainsaw. We had the walkies. We had these things. Like, we were able to make it out of that situation without needing to call for help. But most importantly, what came of that is what came right after. We get back to where we originally started 2 hours later and take the left road, which was no better than the right road, but it wasn't washed out. So that ended up taking us several hours. And after about an hour of this second treacherous dirt road and realizing from the host that we were going to be staying at telling us, oh my gosh, Google took you through Mendocino Pass. We wouldn't recommend that with a trailer. We're about halfway through and Eric is kind of in his mind and says this prayer of like, God, why is this happening? Like, why did we take that road? Like, I get we worked as a team and yada yada, but like, there's gotta be a bigger meaning in this. Right after that, we come up on this car, and through our entire 2 hours through Mendocino Pass, this is the only car we saw. This car had no gas, they were houseless, they had a flat and no jack. And so we were able to fill these people's gas tank because we carry extra gas with us. We are always prepared for all situations. We were able to jack up their car and help them change their tire and give them love and have a beautiful conversation. And so that's why, because had we not taken the right road, not the correct road, the one on the right in the beginning, had we not taken that road and had that 2 hour little adventure and detour and lesson and teamwork and checking the road conditions, we would have missed these people and they would have likely been stranded out there all night until another car came by who may or may not have had gas and or a jack. And so we had the opportunity to deeply bless these people who really needed help and needed to get home where they were going. And so it all happened exactly as it was meant to. And this is a beautiful example of putting your intention on love, because putting our intention on love got us out of that Mendocino Pass. It got us out of that situation. It got our trailer turned around. It got those people where they were going safely. And had we gone into fear energetics, panic, all of our old patterning, we would have been in a very different situation, potentially a very dangerous situation, definitely a much longer and more costly and more chaotic situation.
Yeah, and I'll admit the entire time up until meeting those people, up until saying that prayer, you know, after we had gotten to a point where we were safe and the adrenaline was coming down and we were now very late going over the second dirt road, I was experiencing a lot of thoughts of anger at the situation and not really finding the higher purpose, because we knew, like, yeah, we can work as a team and it's great to experience that and practice it, but I just couldn't see that bigger picture. And when we met these people on the side of the road who were in a much worse situation than we were, and had the opportunity to bless them and give from our full cup, the attention went from this anger and this victimization of the situation to love, and specifically gratitude, of being grateful for having the resources to be able to get out of that situation, to be grateful for the opportunity to bless these people, to be grateful to have the consciousness to be able to navigate this situation in a way that was loving and catapulted us further along our growth journey, rather than acting as an anchor to weigh us back down into old patterns. And that gratitude, the entire way down the mountain, I'm just over here, just beaming, full of light, so happy. I mean, so happy. Like, truly, take a moment to allow this into your experience right now. I was happy and grateful that we went down this treacherous dirt road to a washout and had to back up our trailer halfway off the mountain just so that we could be of service to our brothers and sisters.
And I'm going to bring it right back to the humanity in this, because while that is entirely accurate, we got where we were going safely 6 hours later, and we open our door only to find out that one of our windows popped open on that dirt road and our entire house was covered in dirt on the inside. So it was another opportunity. And, you know, I don't know, y'all. I believe we're here to learn. I think we choose all of our lessons. We can sit here and say, like, are things a test? I like the word opportunity more. I think it's an opportunity to show that you've transcended that and you don't need to keep experiencing it to integrate the lesson. I guess that's a test, right? But it was kind of this third and final, like, all right, have we really integrated this? Like, it's really easy to do it the first time. It's even easier to do it when you know it happened to bless someone else, but now your house is just dirty for no freaking reason. Like, a window opened, you know, stating things as a fact. Keys were left, wrong road was taken, window opened. These are just moments of life, and we are the ones writing the story. This is the ultimate expression of you are the creator of your reality. You can write any freaking story you want. I mean, you can literally sit there laughing and beaming and being grateful that you have a house to get dirty, because a lot of people don't. And that's not to dismiss the humanity and the challenges of it all. It's just to show, like, we get to choose. We're writing this story. We get to choose what narrative we share, and we get to decide where our life goes. And so it always comes down to, are you going to choose love or are you going to choose fear? Are you going to take your powerful, divine, universal, quantum creation energy and place that on a positive, loving intention and attention? Or are you going to put it on a fear-based, control-based, ego-based, old pattern thinking based attention and intention?
You are not victims. And knowing that and embodying that, you quite literally create your reality. You said it beautifully, Amorous, of you write the story. Things are just happening objectively in our experience, and we are the ones writing our story. And so take your power back. Step out of that victimization, step into the freedom of knowing that you can create any reality from whatever situation gets put into your experience.
Mm-hmm. So moving on here into the more positive part of this episode, we made it through the Exodus, and now you know why we're calling it that. And now you know why we weren't here last week, and now you know why we are just utterly exhausted. We make it to NorCal. All of this was to land at another event. And one of the beautiful parts of this journey, this long journey in this trailer we're going to talk about here, is the freedom to go to all of these events, consciousness events, sovereignty events, all of these different things. And so we make it to Music and Sky, which is a truth, love, freedom festival. It's both a music festival and a sovereignty festival, if you will. Being there was another massive quantum portal timeline jump. All of the things. It was during the summer solstice and the full moon. We met all of the remaining final key pieces of this community journey, of this land journey, of our sovereignty journey. We finally met a legal team and a lawyer that resonates with what we're trying to do here, and more interested community members, more people who are interested in consciousness. It was really, really special. And something that we noticed being there that I really want to call out, and I want to preface this with saying this event was beautiful, and the general sentiment was one of love. It is a very loving and welcoming community and event. The content was very positive based. However, there is this general undertone, and we see this all of the time in the spiritual space, in the truther community, if that's what you want to call it, in the sovereignty community, in all of these different alternative communities, of the intention and attention not being on love. And what I mean when I say that is not so much not on love for each other, but not on love in what we're creating. We are seeing so much of, we need to fight the system. We need to destroy the system. We need to beat the system. The system can be many of things. There are many systems. I'm using it all as one big whole word, if you will, but it's very much the energetics of, we need to change, fix, tear down, fight, resist. And even in those words I'm speaking, you can feel the energy behind those. And where Eric and I come from, and what we're trying to build, and what many people in this space come from and are trying to build, is reclaiming that power, because what you feed is what you grow. And so if you are feeding the narratives and the stories that the system needs to be beaten or exited or fixed or whatever it is, that is taking that energy and that intention and attention away from growing what you actually want to grow. I'm not saying the system is great. I'm not saying any of those things, right? The system is doing exactly what the system was designed to do. Call it the matrix, the system, political, legal, school, medical, they're all a part of it. But it's doing exactly what it was designed to do. There's nothing inherently wrong with the system we have. It is exactly as designed. When we take that power and that energy back and we choose to instead focus on what we want to create. We are creators. We are divine manifestors and builders. A radical shift in consciousness happens. A radical shift in energy happens. You know, we hear so many stories in the sovereignty space about people going to court and fighting and not winning. And then some of the other people with the exact same scenarios go to court and win. Why is that? You know, we can say, sure, the judge and this and that. I choose to believe we're way more powerful than that. And I think it's our energetics. Energy is everything. When we move into the energetics of love and what we are trying to create, that shift happens. And here at Loving Consciously and in our community and in my ministry and in your business and in everything that we are co-creating together, we choose to focus only on love. And what we mean by that is not ignoring reality. It's not denying or dismissing or avoiding doing the inner work and facing challenging emotions, but rather focusing on using our love and our intention and our attention to build something better, to build conscious off-grid communities, to build things that serve us better.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It really speaks to what is being created here and where the collective is shifting. Because as you mentioned, these systems are doing exactly what they were meant to do, which is to capture our attention and intention to capture our vital life force energy. And so when we are spending our time and our energy choosing to fight the system, choosing to prove, no, I'm free and I'm going to go and I'm going to fight and I need you to validate that I'm free, we are giving our energy back to the system. Whereas if we put our energy purely on love, purely on what we are choosing to create, we no longer have to operate in the system at all. We just say, this is an experience that's happening on the planet right now. We choose the experience of love. And you can do that with any variety of situations that show up in your life, whether it's work, whether it's family, whether it's something small, whether it's something big. You have the opportunity to say, I'm going to choose love in this situation and I'm going to create a new reality for myself.
Absolutely. Always. Always have the opportunity. We have two more updates and examples here we want to share with you all. Right after Music and Sky, we got to see the land again. And we shared about this beautifully after our last event of High Vibe. You can go look that episode up if you haven't heard it. The title is Love is a Sanctuary. And so we leave Music and Sky. We're coming off of 3 absolutely mind-bending weeks of travel and injury and sickness and all of these things. And we make it to the land again. And I'm not going to go too much into the details because they don't really matter. But another property had come into our sphere that is right next to the one we've been looking at. Smaller, cheaper, something we would have been able to acquire immediately rather than waiting for our crypto assets to fully mature in the next few months. We had already had the showing scheduled to see that property going into Music and Sky. We get to Music and Sky and we're sharing this with some of our friends there. And they're like, wait a minute, that's so-and-so's property. They know the owner. He's there. We meet him. We end up connecting with him. And so we leave Music and Sky feeling really confused. Because in our souls and our hearts and our visions and our guides and God and literally everything in our entire reality has told us that this other piece of land is the one. And now there's this crazy synchronistic moment happening of meeting this owner and being able to acquire this land immediately. And we go to see that land as well, and it didn't energetically resonate. And we came to a moment that night where we were again gifted the opportunity of, are you going to choose love or are you going to choose fear? Are you going to choose what you know is truth, capital T, what you know resonates, what you know you're being guided to, which is the bigger land we've been looking at for, 8 months now? I don't even know how long. Or are you going to go into the fear energetics of, but we need something now, and but this and but that, right? All of the reasons why this smaller, cheaper right now land would be easier. It has more structures. And it was this beautiful opportunity again from the universe to not only choose the love, but more importantly, choose authenticity, to choose our truth, to not change our trajectory and our visions and our callings and our soul's path based on what feels easier or what appears through one crazy synchronicity to maybe be the right path. And so the moment we made that decision that night, we went to bed, and the next morning was probably the most profound moment of clarity either one of us has ever had in our entire lives. Everything was so crystal clear. We passed the test again. We were not meant to have this land, and if we had chosen it, we would have chosen it because it was easier and more convenient and less quote-unquote work in the short term. And we made that right choice. We stuck to our vision. We stuck to our integrity. We stuck to love and our authenticity. And overnight, this was 4 or 5 nights ago, we got abundant clarity. And every day since, it's just been incredible clarity. And so seeing the land, though, the one that we are getting, we got to meet the owners and we got to hike, very slowly hobble in my boot and my crutches to one of the private beaches. And they loved us and they loved our vision. And, they're Buddhists and we're having Buddhist retreats on this land. And it was just a really beautiful moment of this unspoken sacred passing of the baton. These people have been stewarding this land for 22 years. It's been in their family, and you know, they're ready to pass it on, and they want to see it go to someone and something good. And so we resonated with them, and our vision resonated, you know, involving the local tribes and having a public healing sanctuary facing side of things, and having a conscious community that works with the land and tends to the land. Such a beautiful experience. It was so much harder to leave this time. There were many tears. We did not want to leave her, and just spent that night sitting by the river and really communing with this land. And so from there, we headed into Portland. And it's really interesting because this is where it all started. You know, Portland is where we went through our many years of deep unconsciousness and partying. Portland is where we woke up together. Portland is where most of our consciousness journey happened. And, you know, we really did just completely leave this place behind and hit the road 8 months ago. And it's this full circle moment of we're back where it all started. It's so familiar and so unfamiliar. And after getting here, day one, this was Friday morning, we went and saw our acupuncturist. And this is the last example we want to leave you with, because it really is a testament to the power of your intention and attention. And we're not going to get too much into the examples because some of it is a personal journey we're working through right now in preparing for children. But essentially, we went into this acupuncture session with clear intention and attention of what we wanted to heal and what we wanted to release. I did some profound healing work on my foot, and it was just another really beautiful example of you can use anything in your life to create, to heal, to express. You are an infinite and abundant creator. And with your conscious awareness and putting the energy, aligned energy of love into your intent and attent, you really can do anything. You can literally create anything that you want.
The universe will just continue to test you and continue to give you these opportunities to choose love. And over the course of this last month of having smaller opportunities and then larger opportunities and then larger ones to really put our energy and attention on choosing love and choosing that higher perspective, not only did it get easier, but the clarity and the reward of being in that state created a momentum that allowed us to really commit and continue doing that. No matter how challenging it may be in your experience, when you're experiencing a catalyst, when you choose love, know that the next time it'll get a little bit easier and a little bit easier, and it will build confidence in yourself to know that you can create your own reality and that you are worthy of creating the reality that fits your state of being.
I cannot stress enough. Like, let's just dial this back for a second, okay? If you have not listened to our whole podcast up until this point, just a quick summary here. 10 months ago to the day, we were sitting in our house, our big three-story house that we thought was our forever home. We had this crazy dream of hitting the road and doing the full-time RV life and traveling and building this big off-grid community. We had so many crazy dreams, right? These big visions that we had, and a lot of fear. And we literally overnight pulled the trigger, bought the trailer, and in under 2 months, listed our house, sold everything we owned, and hit the road. And now we've been on the road for 8 months. You know, we've seen dozens of national parks. We've seen a third of the country, every inch of almost a dozen states. We have visited countless communities, you know, earthship communities, eco communities, religious off-grid communities. We've seen them all. And now we are coming back, and we are really just a few months away from acquiring several hundred acres of land. We have the community formed. We have a couple of full-time residents already interested in joining us in this. We have created this vision, and that happened because we chose love, because we finally decided after 5 years of this vision and these downloads and this crazy idea to build our own community and hit the road, we finally stopped choosing fear. If I had a dollar for every time that someone told me, "You're so brave, I could never do that, I've always wanted to do that, you're so lucky, I'm so jealous," right? Like, we create these narratives in our mind that we can't have those things. You can do this. We do this with 4 dogs, y'all. We do this with 4 dogs. Granted, we don't have live children right now, but we do it with 4 dogs. It's just me and him and a 28-foot travel trailer towed by our Tahoe with us and our 4 dogs. And my gosh, has it been an adventure? Like, this has been an adventure. We have seen and experienced more in the last 8 months than most people do in their entire lifetimes. Like, the large majority of Americans never leave their home state, let alone the country. You can do anything that you want to do. I cannot stress enough. If there's one thing that I ever was put on this planet for, it is to share the message of love, of the power of love, of the power of choosing love in your reality. Every second of every day, you're creating the narrative. What narrative are you creating? Are you creating one of love, or are you creating one of fear? Because we have been tested this last 10 months. Like, once we bought this thing and listed our house, there were weeks where we were like, oh my gosh, what have we done? We're going to be houseless. We're not going to have like an address. Like, what are we going to do? What if something happens? What if the trailer breaks down? What if we... Everything went through our minds, and every step of the way, not always on the first try, but always, we came back to love. We did that. We came back to love. And because we've done it, that means you can do it too.
And know that when you do that, you open yourself up to a world of possibilities that is just behind that statement of, I'm not enough, or this is too much, this is too scary. Right behind that fear is your purpose, is your life's work. And when we make the conscious decision to shift away from fear and into love, we embody our highest self and we open the door into our purpose. I invite you to find out where in your life you have the opportunity to shift your attention and intention to love. Do that and see where it takes you.